Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. 742 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Yesterday, President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky and Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis visited Odessa on the Black Sea coast, reports Ukrainska Pravda. Russian forces fired a ballistic missile at the port infrastructure of the city when both guests were in the area. At the press conference later, Zelensky said that they saw the attack. Mitsotakis said that the explosions occurred close to them. Quote, President Zelensky and his team showed us and explained the importance of the port and what has been done to restore and strengthen the Ukrainian sea route and how it was damaged during the attacks. At the very end, we heard an air raid warning and explosions that occurred very close to us. We didn't have time to go to a protected place and it was a very impressive experience, unquote, said the Prime Minister. Later, media reported that at least 5 people were killed in the attack. European Council President Charles Michel has sharply criticized the Russian Federation for this attack. Michel called it another sign of Russia's cowardly tactics in its war of aggression against Ukraine. Josep Borrell, EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, has said that the Russian missile attack on Odessa is yet another indication that Moscow does not care about the rules. At the same time, Natalia Humanyuk, head of the Joint Press Center for Defense Forces of Ukraine South, has denied that the strike on Odessa was related to President Volodymyr Zelensky's visit to the city. Reports Donbas Reali. She said that the attack has nothing to do with a specific visit, but is part of the enemy's methodical terror campaign. Oleksandr Pavlyuk, commander of Ukraine's ground forces, said that Kyiv is currently stabilizing the contact line and will begin preparing for counteroffensive actions to seize the initiative already this year, reports Suspilne. Pavlyuk described the situation on the battlefield as difficult but controlled. Russia is trying to occupy as much Ukrainian territory as possible before the Russian presidential elections in March. The commander noted that judging by the numbers of soldiers estimated to have been killed and captured, it can be assumed that the Russians are throwing newly mobilized servicemen at the contact line without any training. They are given only a short briefing and thrown into battle, all in order to seize the initiative. He said that Ukraine's task now is to stabilize the front line, kill as many enemy soldiers as possible, and regroup in order to withdraw units in need of replenishment and recovery, so that a counteroffensive group could be established. Pavlyuk added that there are still several hot spots where the Russians are concentrating their forces. Avdiivka, the Chasiv Yar area, and the Terni area towards Liman, Donetsk Oblast. We would really appreciate if you could rate us, ideally with 5 stars, and leave a glowing review in the app where you are listening to this podcast, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, and others. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Bloomberg informs that Ukraine's allies have provided almost all of the funding required to carry out the Czech initiative to purchase 800,000 artillery shells for Ukraine, reports European Pravda. The artillery shells can be delivered to Ukraine in a matter of weeks once almost all of the funds are received. The exact timing will be determined by contractual obligations and delivery schedules, which may shift. A separate meeting of EU defense and foreign ministers is expected later this week to discuss the details. Bloomberg estimates that Ukraine requires at least 200,000 rounds of ammunition per month to continue its fight against Russian troops. On average, they fire 3 to 5 times more shells per day than Ukrainian forces can. Czech President Petr Pavel stated at the Munich Security Conference last month that the Czech Republic had found up to 800,000 projectiles of NATO standard caliber that it could send to Ukraine in a few weeks if it received the funding for delivery. The Czech Defense Ministry stated earlier that it was coordinating efforts and seeking previous commitments from Canada and Denmark, as well as other countries that preferred to remain unnamed. The Netherlands publicly announced its participation after allocating 250 million euros for ammunition procurement, as did Belgium, which will donate 200 million. France, Germany and Latvia also expressed their support. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We are a commercial initiative of just two people and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.